Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I talk to brand new authors as well as established authors. I ask them about their writing process. We talk about their latest book. We tell you, our listeners, where you can find them on social media, and we find out about their latest project. Joining me today is Astrida Shepherd, and she's here to talk about her book, Latvia's Faithful Son. Astrida, welcome.
Well, thank you.
It's so good to have you. When did you start writing?
I started 17 years ago, and the person who inspired me to put that in little pieces of paper was my husband, Jerry Shepherd. When I was telling him the little stories about my family, he said, "This is so good. Why don't you put that in the paper? Then one day we can print out and give to the relatives as a memoir." And he is my cheerleader. I started doing that 17 years ago.
And that's how the book started?
Actually, it was pieces of paper, scrapbooking. I did just writing, handwriting, and I do that quickly. And when I get inspired, I need to have a piece of paper and a pen. I'm not very much a typewriter. I just write them out, and I have this little spiral book that is like a student book, and I wrote them all down there.
That's great. Tell me about Latvia's Faithful Son. Give me a little overview of what the book is about.
It's a story of a 19 years old boy, my father, Gunnar Thies. He was already a piano player, a concert pianist, a composer when he was 19 years old. He was extremely gifted. Well, the Second World War came, and he was recruited to do boot camp. And he said, "Lord mercy, I don't want to kill any Russians or Germans. I don't want to kill anybody. I am not going to this boot camp." No choice. They were all recruited from 17 years old up. Well, he was there learning how to shoot, and he prayed, "God, I don't want to have this in my curriculum, taking a life for any boys or one or the other. I don't want to be killing anybody." Well, the troops are like the front, it's all the young boys. And the big shots are in the back. They are all thrown up in the front. And my father in the group of the boys, and a grenade exploded on the right side. And this piece came and lodged in his neck by the backside where the muscles are, and a very big stream of blood came out of there and bathed him in blood. And he was recruited and taken out immediately. And guess what? He never got to shot anybody. Then
all these
wonderful things that has happened to him is basically his stories for myself. And then he comes in this hospital in Latvia, and everybody gets extremely stressed out, and they're saying the Russians are coming, the Russians are winning, they're going to kill us, they're going to take us to Siberia, they're going to torture us. "Oh God, help me out, take me out of here. I promise that I will make a difference. I'm not ready to die. I don't want to die. And I just wanted to leave. Please take me out of here. I promise I will make a difference in this next year. I will make a difference for your kingdom. I will do something that will make a difference." And guess what? That very night, they were knocking on the doors. And the big captain, a German, who had all his ship empty, and he said, if you need to come, I will cross the border now. I will go this night to Germany, and I have an empty vessel. And if anybody wants to come in my ship, it's welcome. Well, they didn't have crutches enough. They didn't have wheelchairs enough. They just, all the boys, they just vanished from that hospital, helping each other. Some were crawling, some were just hopping, some were just carrying each other. And they really filled that ship and totally evacuated that hospital. That ship at night crossed the border, and that very midnight, the Iron Curtain came down. He was saved again.
Wow. Your father's had some life.
He had. And then the book follows his life in Brazil, like life in Germany, a life in England. And then he decides to go to Brazil, far away from the bloody Europe. And he ended up going there. And he made a difference. His life was absolutely used for to establish, since he was a music minister, he was used to establish little churches with an American, Walter Kaschel, who is mentioned in the book. He was establishing little congregations and training people who to stay and opened little churches all over the coast of Brazil. And my father would join him and teach how to conduct a congregation, how to play an instrument, and how he would introduce the hymnal that we have here in every single church in America. And he would instruct them how to play those hymns. And they went from the south to the north, establishing churches, and he made a difference. When he died, he had so much beautiful songs. He had composed the city where he was living, the hymn from the, and he had a band. Then they were always playing, the band played the hymn from the city hymn now, and the mayor, he put the city band on his name. Then he was honored. And also, when he died, the mayor said, no, you are not going to have a burial, simple burial. No, I want to give a special place close to the gates. And I want to provide that for your father, because he is very loved in this city. And we want to honor him. Then it was very interesting how his life was like a candle burning from two sides. And he established also a conservatory that he was training people. And also he established not only a conservatory, but he was trained to be a school teacher in the high school. Then he did a very beautiful, challenging work. And he really made a difference when he passed away. He was very, very missed.
Astrida, he sounds like a wonderful, complex, and interesting man. What an interesting life he led. As you were writing your book, really they're your memories of him, did you learn anything about yourself as you were writing your book?
Yeah. This legacy that my father gave made me brave and courageous. And myself, I was born in Brazil, but I raised my kids in Canada. And then I immigrated to the United States. Then made me adventurous also. And I said, if my father was able to do all that from Latvia to Germany, from Germany to England, from England to Brazil, hey, I can do too. And then I have also myself experienced three different countries, worked as a nurse in three different countries, and I retired not after 41 years being a surgical nurse.
But you're also a hospice volunteer, and I understand that you have some skills as a seamstress and that you supply your hospice patients with memorial bears. Tell me a little bit about that.
Wonderful story about that. My grandmother, who raised us, basically lived with us all her life. She was a seamstress, a plus. And I learned how to do sewing with her since 8 years old. I have been on her feet all the time begging, let me do the sewing machine. If you are still a kid, you can harm yourself. No, but I want to, and I want to. Well, she introduced me to this beautiful occupation as a sewing. And then later in life, I did my father lab coats and my mom dresses and my grandmother also. And I did pajamas for my father. He was a big man. And in Brazil, you couldn't find pajamas for a big man like that. I did all that. And after I went to nursing school, that was all buried because it was so intense. And I wanted a machine like my grandmother's. Then I purchased one, for an old used one, from an old man. And I carried this machine to Canada, and I carried it to the United States. And I had that in a box. Well, I retired in 2015, and I said, what am I going to do now with my life? And I seen and talked about Rita's hospice, and I was kind of interested. And my daughter, who is a nurse also, she pushed me to go to one of the meetings, and I fell in love. They had this memory bears, and I said, I think I can do that. I can take my grandmother's old machine out and I will start doing, and that would be fun. And that's how it started. In 2016, I made 300 bears.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's 2017, another almost 300 bears. And that's how I am amazingly serving people and having fun at the same time. I am telling the love letters that I receive from people. It's unbelievable. The amount of people saying, keep doing that. Please, keep doing that. I was so blessed with all the bear that you made for me and so and so. Then I have been receiving a lot of compliments and a lot of incentives. Keep doing that. And that has been my fun now as a retired nurse.
It sounds like you're doing a great deal of good work, Astrida. Congratulations. And I know that the book is going international. It's going to be featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair 2018. That's going to be held in Frankfurt, Germany in October of this year, the 10th through the 14th. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am. Especially that it's in Europe and maybe some people from Latvia will show up and who knows. That will be a very good thing to spread this blessing. This book is just the blessings and over blessings. I didn't put anything bad because my father didn't have anything bad. Had some bits of life events and how he made a difference. Basically, from 19 years old until 70, this book is all about him and how people can just follow an example like that and not be miserable, but be thankful for everything that God has gave them, inside and outside, opportunities, circumstances that could make them grow, and also the inside gifts to use them for a good purpose. Then that's what the message is in the book.
A life well lived. Now let's tell our listeners where they can find a copy of the book. Now, I know it's going to be on Amazon, and let me give the full title and let me spell your name so they can find it. If they go to Amazon, there's always at the very top a little search feature. And if they simply type in Latvia's Faithful Son by Astrida, A-S-T-R-I-D-A, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, and click on it, they'll find your book. I know it's at other places, too. Would you tell us where else they might find it?
At Leadfire Publishing. That's where I would encourage everybody to go, because it's fast, and they will print out the book, and it's found on www.leadfirepublishing.com. And also, any information can be obtained at www.icgtesting.com, because that's where the printed in the United States came from. The book was printed over there.
Excellent. What would you like the listeners, when they become readers and they pick up a copy of the book, and they read it, and they finish the last paragraph for the last time, what would you like for them to take away from your book, Astrida?
A little bit of history, facts from Latvia, a little bit of facts about Brazil, and the life of my father that had been really a candle that has been lightened up, and by the grace of God, he did beautifully.
It's been such a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for being our guest on Books on Air.
Well, I thank you so very much also for having me.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, we're also available on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. But until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. Thank you so much for listening.